So here with obviously travailing Boys and Girls Club manager Richard Ryan. Richard, you've just secured promotion to Cymru South. You know, how good of a feeling was that?
Oh, it was brilliant. I mean, obviously we beat 18 months ago. We're in Division 3. So to go up and go into Division 2, competitive league, a lot of travelling. We didn't know what to expect. We felt we were good enough. We knew that we could play football in that league as well. Division 3 was a case of, let's just get out of it. We can play our football. We brought in one or two players to add what we already had. And to be honest with you, Nick, you know, we were streets ahead. We dropped 6 points all season, 3 draws. I think we won it by 20 points in the end. I think if we go to be in the South now, Championship South, I mean, you look at the teams, you look at the derbies, you know, playing the likes of Carmarthen, Lethley, all big, big clubs, you know. So it's a stage we wanted to be on now for quite some time. We feel we've got the players to do it. You know, we haven't ripped it all up and signed 6 or 7 players. We feel now we're on the stage where these players can perform, and I'm really looking forward to the challenge.
Yeah, you mentioned there about, you know, how quickly you've risen through from the bottom of the pyramid really to the top. There's a couple of clubs who've, you know, done similar. You see STM did similar sort of rise, and Swansea Uni the same, and now you're the third club in 3 years to kind of go and have 2 consecutive promotions. How do you think you as a club have been able to kind of adjust so quickly to the leagues, and do you think you can carry that on into the Cymru South?
I think the foundation, Nick. I mean, I know, it's an overly used term. You know, it's a fantastic club with fantastic people. You know, when you see the things going on there, you know, you're passing by. Sometimes there's always somebody there doing something. I mean, the ambition. You know, I think we've got another 150 seats now. Planning for floodlights, planning. You know, everything's in place. You know, whereas, you know, 3 years ago we were amateur league team. You know, I think we've kept the foundation of players as well, local players. I think it's important to keep those 6 or 7 local lads who, it's their football club. Granted, there's only so far you'll go if you keep all local lads, you know, but we've added a bit of quality around that core. And, you know, we've been saying, as I said, we've been saying for years now, these are Division 1 players or Championship players playing in Division 3. Now we've got there, you know, I'm just so excited to see how they perform on that stage, and just giving them the opportunity to play on the pitches they're going to play on. You know, we were playing on, no due respect, all Division 3 pitches 2 years ago, and you can't quite get the best out of everyone playing on those pitches. But, you know, it's toughened us up, you know, being in Division 3 when you're going up to your trio wins, your Tredegas and places like that. You know, it does toughen you up. And even for me as a manager, you know, it's a great place to start. It was my first job, and going in Division 3 was a bit of a shock. But, you know, it's toughened me up as a manager as well. It's a great learning curve. We got some experienced boys in the camp. We got some youngsters in the camp, you know, and I think it's a fantastic blend now to go on and show what we can really do on the big stage, you know.
Yeah,
I think the Championship is, in its right, is going to be higher profile than maybe even the Welsh Premier, yeah. I really do.
Yeah, there's a couple of big names you mentioned at the start, the number of derbies. Obviously, you've got yourselves, Talbot are back, Avonlea, Coventry United, Britain Ferry. How exciting is that, you know, for a club to have, you know, that many big games?
It is exciting. I mean, you know, I think we spoke before about the prospect of Boxing Day derby game, etc., you know, the Friday night games. And I think just going back to last year on Boxing Day, you know, we were at the club and we were all saying that, you know, the town of Otago was crying out for a derby on that day, whether it be us or somebody else, you know, something to go and watch. And the kind of town it is, you know, everyone just comes out. You know, you probably get crowds of between 500 to 1,000 maybe, you know, just coming out to watch. Having said that, on the other note, it is a good leveller. You know, if you've got 8 derbies in a season, whether, you know, we are better than someone else or they are better than us, I think the derby game is a good leveller, which would make it harder for the likes of us or Britain Ferry, Goitra, Talbot or Avonlea to mount the title challenge, you know, because you've got those derbies which can go either way sometimes, you know. So it's exciting. It does make it more difficult for us, but it's something that we're thoroughly, thoroughly looking forward to, you know.
Yeah, you mentioned previously that, you know, your first 2 years in management have been a success, you know, to say the least. how do you think, you know, this next year will aid you in your development as a manager? You know, stepping up to the second tier of Welsh football, hoping for much of the same the last 2 years. You think you can be in the top six?
Yeah, why not? I mean, to be honest with you, Nick, I don't know anything else. I was lucky enough to play in good teams as a player and win a lot of titles, cups, etc. And that's how I started off as a manager, you know, and I was lucky that when I came in, the boys I had bought into that kind of mentality, that winning mentality. I think we've only lost 5 games in 3 years. So, and for me, that's 5 too many, you know. So they've really bought into that. You know, last year we went undefeated. We didn't really look like losing. And going into this season now, we're coming in there to be extremely competitive. You know, if you speak to my chairman, he'd be happy to stay up. The manager says otherwise. You know, when I spoke to the boys last night, we had them in for the first time last night, and I said exactly the same. You know, we're going in now, and we're going to upset a lot of people, as I'm sure other clubs will. You know, so we're not just going in there just to be a part of it. You know, and for it to be an experience. We're going in there to be competitive, certainly.
How do you prepare as a manager for a season that you're coming up with now, where you don't know exactly, you know, how everything's going to pan out with regards to, obviously, the current pandemic? You know, how difficult is that for you as a manager?
Yeah, I think, obviously, I don't know if you were on the meeting last week with the FAW. I think the Welsh Government announcement on Friday took them by surprise a bit, where it was sort of, you know, you can play football up to 30 people. And the FAW sort of got hold of that then and put sort of constraints on it. So I've spoken to other managers, there are quite a few other managers in the league. Some are starting back straight away, some aren't. I just felt it was important to get back in and get the boys back in again. You know, it's been 4 months, they've all been doing their running. There's only so much running you can do on a road, you know. I thought it was important to get in again and get used to playing with the ball again, you know. Get the ball at their feet. Used to being with each other again. If it's 6 weeks down the line, if it's 12 weeks down the line, then we'll be ready, you know. But in terms of how we prepared, we wanted to keep everyone that we had last year, which was the most important thing. I think that's the most important thing for any manager, to be honest with you, Nick, before you go looking at other players. And it's been quite relaxed, you know. We said if somebody better comes along who can make us, not better, but if somebody good comes along who can improve us, we'll take it. And we did that with Chrissy Jones last week, you know, who's you know, it shows how far the club have come in the last few years. If we can attract players of that ilk, he's come in and he's had interest from other clubs, perhaps bigger clubs, and he's seen you know, the players we got and the vision of the club, and he's bought into that, you know. So it's I think the advantage we've got over the other teams is that we're going in there with what we had, whereas I think others are going in there with maybe 6 or 7 new players, you know, which might see them better off. But obviously it takes everyone time to adapt, which probably time is what everyone's got at the moment, isn't it? With, who knows how long we're going to be training for.
Yeah, exactly. I know that you previously, as a player, you've had success in the Welsh, in what was the old Welsh League Division 1. I know, obviously, it's evolved towards the Cymru South, and obviously this is just the second year of the Cymru South, but from being an outsider looking in as a manager and from having played in the old Welsh League, you know, are you excited to get into this new setup?
Brilliant, Nick. I mean, you know, last year I kept a keen eye on the Championship, you know. Obviously we played a lot of games on the Saturday, so I went to watch a lot of Friday night games, you know, and I just think the professionalism of the league stepped up massively, especially on the social media side of it, you know. Obviously, the Cymru League's branding, etc. The updates, you know, the top scorers. You know, back in my day, there was nothing like that, you know. So it's the professionalism of the league has gone up massively. And I think everyone wants to be a part of it now, whether it's as a manager, coach, chairman, player, a fan. You know, I think everyone wants to be a part of it, and now we're there. It's as I said, it's really exciting, and everyone can't wait to get going. You know.
Yeah, and obviously you mentioned earlier about, you know, squad building and keeping the bulk of your squad. You know, as you've grown through the leagues, you know, how challenging is it for, you know, with all the other clubs you've got around you as well in the Talbot area? How difficult is it as a manager to attempt to build a squad?
Yeah, to be honest, you know, I was speaking to Dane with Cambrian not so long ago, and he was saying you wouldn't want to be a team down your neck of the woods with all the players, all the clubs, and going after the same players, you know. It is difficult, Nick, but I think we've got that kind of atmosphere now. We've created that environment where everyone wants to be and nobody wants to leave, which is important. We've had bigger clubs coming in, offering our players bigger money, you know. But, you know, I think it's just somewhere everyone wants to be. I think the way we play helps. You know, we feel we play the game in the right way. Granted, you've got to have the same, got to have the players to do that. But we feel we have, you know, and I think that showed last year. You know, the results we were putting together, you know, we've gone to Risca, we were first to second at the time, we've beaten them 7-2 with a couple of players not available, you know. So I think that showed the gulf. I think it showed you can do it by playing football in that way. And we certainly won't be changing that going into the Championship.
And just so what can fans of Cymru Leagues football expect from Treviglia next year?
As I said, I think a competitive team. We'll always take a following with us wherever we go. We've got quite a loyal band of followers already. Look, I think they've booked the buses already to Carmarthen and Llanelli. But yeah, like certainly an attractive style of football. You know, we don't roll over for anyone, certainly. And we've got some top players at the club at the moment who, as I said, they've been looking for this stage now for a couple of years. And I'm just confident they're going to step up and perform, you know.
Yeah, exactly. And with regards to obviously, you know, the changes in the way that the game is evolving in Welsh football, you know, where do you see Treviglia going? Is this obviously you mentioned you wanted to get to the Championship level, but is this the end?
Absolutely not. As I said earlier, you know, the ground improvements. As I said, you know, planning for floodlights, etc. You know, sky's the limit, Nick. I mean, you know, why not? You know, Llanelli did it a few years ago, didn't they? They went from Division 2 and a couple of years later, they're back in the Premiership. Granted, they're a massive club. But, you know, why not? It's not something we spoke of at the moment. As I said, the chairman is just happy to stay in the league, you know, and I think he might be surprised where we finish next year, you know. So it's it's a language we'll speak, you know, if Christmas time next year, you know, we're in the top six, then you know, it's a language we're going to have to speak with each other, you know. So it's an ambitious club. Just got into the Championship. We were in the Amateur League 3 years ago, you know. So it's, why not, you know, sky's the limit. I had a conversation on Twitter, actually, with Mark Webber, and he said Europa League, and I said, why not?
Yes, it's something that I was thinking about when I was thinking about trying to do these interviews, was that, obviously, as a player, you've encountered a lot of success, and I noted that you've got a couple of goal scoring, you know, golden boot awards, even though there weren't any top scorer graphics going around back then. But how easy is it for us, a manager who's encountered success and only knows success, to kind of take over a club who, you know, perhaps sleeping giant, perhaps, and, you know, not at the level that you played at?
Yeah, I mean, at the time I was with Goitre as a number two. You know, I just finished playing, I got myself fit, and I got injured again, and I knew that was the end. You know. So I just wanted to stay in the game, and I was with Lee John as his number two with Goitre. And I think I knew, even though I enjoyed the role, I think I knew after a spell that, you know, I wanted to make the decisions, I wanted to be the manager. And I had a phone call in the summer and from Trevelyan, who Michael Waters, one of my players, had just joined, and they asked him to be the manager, and he mentioned me. And they said they were going to try and sign me as a player. So, conversation later, I went down to meet them, and I just knew then that the project was right. You know, the ambition was right. And looking back now, I think, why wasn't there anywhere else after that job? You know, because it's such a, like I said, fantastic club with fantastic people who want to do everything right. You know, from A to Z, everything's spot on. You know. I just knew then that was the path for me. And as I said, for any aspiring manager, I'd recommend, you know, taking a team from the Amateur League or Division 3, whatever, or West or East, as it is now, and just building and getting your club into the big division, you know. I think it's, as I said, it toughens you up. It makes you learn more about yourself, about players, about clubs. And I feel that, you know, we've matured now, myself and the team, and you know, we're ready for the challenge.
Yeah, obviously. And as a manager, where do you see yourself going in the next, you know, 5 to 10 years? Is it something that you definitely want to pursue and carry on and get to the highest level?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, as I said, football is my life, Nick. You know, it's I've done the B licence. I'm hoping to get on the A licence now next year. And as I said, sky's the limit. You know, whether that be with the club or, you know, getting into the professional game one day, you know, it's a dream of mine. You know, to do it as a living. But at the moment, you know, I'm just focused on what's happening in Trevelyan and how we're going to fare next year.
Well, best of luck to yourself and Trevelyan for next season. And I look forward to catching a game on this park, you know, when we can get back to football in some sense of normality sometime soon.
You're not the only one, mate.
Okay, thank you very much.